And welcome into a Wednesday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman and John Osier as the Jaguars return to the practice field, getting ready for the Detroit Lions on Sunday here at Everbank Field. Okay, the biggest news yesterday, John, was the trade of Mike Thomas to Detroit.
Yeah, and a lot of the receivers and a lot of the players expressed a lot of surprise. In retrospect, it seems clear that Mike Thomas was not playing much of a role here at this point, and it was best to move on and get an AI draft pick in the future.
I think they really expected him to be their returner and to be a strong returner and be a third and fourth wide receiver, but it didn't happen. Hopefully it works out for Mike. I like Mike. I think Mike's a good guy, and I hope it works out for him.
And the other news today, Loron Robinson was back practicing full.
Yeah, he was full, and I think the big news coming out of Mike's press conference today is that Cecil Shorts is going to be the starter over on that side no matter what happens. And it looks like Loron and Justin Blackman are going to be two of the guys who get worked into the slot. And the other side opposite Cecil is going to work itself out this week.
Cecil's earned that right. I mean, the last couple weeks, I think he's really proven on the field that he deserves the right to be a starter. But if you go back and look at his entire body of work through training camp, working with wide receivers coach Jerry Sullivan, you could just see it. I mean, he was getting better and better and better every week. And finally, he gets the opportunity. And, you know, I think this is a perfect example of, you know, a lot of people want to rush to judgment on young players and that he's a bust or he's not getting it. You know, this is just a perfect example of a young player developing in his second year.
Mm-hmm. And a guy who didn't go to a big school,
yeah.
But, and it just shows, you know, we all joke about the big school, small thing around here. But he is a guy who has come in, he's worked, he's shown that it doesn't matter where you're from. If you come in, if you work hard, if you do the right things and have the ability, you know, you can develop into the guy, and it looks like he's got a chance to do that.
And he's still paying for his school.
That's true.
I mean, no, really. I mean, yeah, a lot of people forget that. The Cecil Shorts went to Mount Union. They did not have scholarships. I mean, he's still paying for his school, student loans and everything. So, you know, if he keeps going the way he is, he's going to be able to do that pretty quickly.
It'll be an easy debt to pay off.
Right, yeah. That's true. Okay, let's go back to Mike Thomas. I mean, he's traded to the Detroit Lions, who are coming in here on Sunday. Does that give Detroit some kind of an advantage?
Well, Jeff will probably have a different opinion on this. I've never been of the opinion that that's a huge deal. I think they can come in and they can tell a team a little bit. But realistically, these guys prepare off film. You know pretty much, especially by the seventh game of the season, eighth game of the season, what another team's going to do. And, Jeff, you shoot that down.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there's not a lot of surprises because everything you do is on film for the most part. But there are some subtleties that they will get. You know, snap counts, the defensive linemen, I'm sure, are going to be asking Mike, hey, what's, you know, snap counts? Is there anything at the line of scrimmage, whether it be audibles and such? Now, as far as preparing for the actual plays themselves, I mean, I don't think they were going to gain a whole lot. Hmm. But like I said, those subtleties, any kind of audibles, but it, you know, appears that they don't do a ton of audibling with this offense anyway.
Let's talk about this Lions offense. Of course, Matt Stafford runs the show. Calvin Johnson's one of the elite receivers in this league, right?
You can stop right there because, I mean, we need to start with a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, holy cow, Matt Stafford throws the ball a ton. And when you look at this offense, it's all about Matt Stafford. Their games, you know, when I went and watched their game film, they're in shotgun a ton. They're in empty set formation a ton where they're completely spread out. I mean, this is a football team that believes in throwing the football. And Matt Stafford, after the year that he had last year, which set a lot of Lions records, you can understand why. Calvin Johnson is a great player. He's had some drops this year, but he's still capable of so much more.
Well, and he's had some drops, but if you look at his numbers, he's still got huge numbers. He's still got Pro Bowl numbers. I kind of believe that Calvin Johnson, even if he does have a few drops, at some point this season, the statistics are going to come back to the norm, and he's going to have a Calvin Johnson type year. Let's just hope it doesn't happen on Sunday.
You know, and it doesn't stop with just him. You know, it's amazing how much attention defenses will give him. And in part of doing that, they end up leaving other guys opportunities. I think the Lions have one of the top five tight ends in the National Football League, and Brandon Pettigrew. And if you look at his numbers, he's got 192 catches since 2010. Yeah. For a tight end. And he's not only do they have him, but they also have Tony Scheffler, who is a speedy tight end who plays in that second tight end role. And then the emergence of Titus Young. Titus Young ended up catching the game winner against the Seattle Seahawks last week. Also had a 46-yard bomb that Matt Stafford just put it right on the money. So Matt Stafford has some weapons. And if you look at the two running backs combined, LeSean and Bell, they've got 40 catches between them. I mean, so Matt Stafford spreads the ball around a ton, and there's a lot of balls to go around because they throw it a ton.
I think what's important to note, though, about this Lions team, they really need this game. They're 3-4 coming in, thought they'd be a lot better. So they haven't played up to what they thought they would do. They lost 4 or 5 at one point until they won this last week. So this is a game that they're in last place in a very tough division. If they don't win this, they're in a lot of troubles. This is a must-win for this team.
And I don't want to neglect the offensive line for the Detroit Lions because, you know, I played on the line on the other side of the ball. Their first-round draft pick, Riley Reiff from Iowa, is not even in the starting lineup. I mean, so that ought to tell you how good that offensive line is playing. One of the best front offensive lines in the league as far as protecting the quarterback. Do a great job. Backus at left tackle. Gosser Chairless at right. Got a long time. Center been playing a long time. Adonai McRaeola. So, I mean, this is a good offensive line.
On the defensive side, it starts up front. Averill's having a homecoming. Sue.
Green Coast Springs, baby. Clay County High School. Cliff Averill.
Right. All those guys. Vandenbosch.
He shot somebody near where he – I mean, some animal near where he went.
I like to call that connecting with nature. Let's leave it at that.
But is there a little too much hype with this defensive front? Are they worthy of that?
No, I don't think so, because if you look at their defensive front, I got a number for you, and this is what stands out to me. The Detroit Lions, second most negative plays in the National Football League with 56. Now, what's a negative play? Tackle for loss and sacks. That means that the guys up front in their defense are getting it done. They're not the ninth-ranked defense in the National Football League. They are making plays. And, you know, when they came out of training camp, a lot of focus was put on the corner position because they had issues there. Well, you're ranked ninth. Hello? The secondary's playing pretty well, too, and the front's playing well. So, I mean, they've got some quality players up front. Obviously, it starts with Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, two big guys that get it done. And then once you get to the outside, Kyle Vandenbosch may have the greatest motor of any NFL player, one of the greatest motors of any NFL player in history. So, very good there. And then you have a talented Cliff Averill into the mix. I mean, this is a good defense, a very good defense, and they have the power of the Schwartz.
Have the ring, and I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Do you know what the power of the Schwartz is?
What is the power of the Schwartz, Jeff?
Jim Schwartz, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, when he was with Jeff Fisher in Tennessee, we always used to say because they played very good defense, they play aggressive defense, that they had the power of the Schwartz. They've got the power of the Schwartz in Detroit.
Let's hope that's not trouble on Sunday, guys. That'd be bad news. Guys, thanks a lot. More preparation for the Lions and the Jaguars coming up tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.